June is at the end, or an end. It's Friday, June 29th, 2012. This is the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about movies and stuff, and toys. So let's get started with movies. Last week at the box office, Brave was number one at $6.3 million. I saw it. I liked it. I'd like to see more with the Scottish Warlords. They need their own TV show, I think. Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, was number two with $19.7 million. Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, number three, $16.3 million. Prometheus, $9.9 million at number four. And Snow White and the Huntsman rounded out the top five with $8.1 million. New this week, Ted, Magic Mike, People Like Us, and other limited releases. In the news, Warner announced a new Lego Batman movie with Superman, and the casting is really exciting. Batman will be Will Arnett. Superman will be Channing Tatum. And a random guy in the movie will be played by Chris Pratt from Parks and Recreation, so it should be pretty fantastic if you're a comedy dork. If you haven't seen the Lego Star Wars Padawan Menace, you should probably check it out. It's a direct-to-video thing, but even so, it's pretty good. Tyler Perry is working on a science fiction script, which, well, I don't care where you sit in terms of movie fandom with Tyler Perry, but I gotta say, it's the most interesting headline I've read all week. In an interview with blackfilm.com, he talked about Alien and Aliens and how he didn't like Prometheus. And now he's working on his own sci-fi script. I'm listening. I'm curious to see what this will end up being. Ryan Reynolds is going to be in the Highlander reboot. And there's your movie news. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Free shipping at sale.entertainmentearth.com. We have two different offers right now for free shipping. One is on artwork. If you go to sale.entertainmentearth.com, you can find artwork, G-Clays, and Frame Collectibles will ship free, in stock, and or pre-order, whatever you like. See which items qualify at sale.entertainmentearth.com. Also, while you're there, you'll notice there's a free shipping banner on all in-stock items, $99 or more. Take a look at that, and you can see that anything in stock, if you order $99 worth of whatever it is, mix and match, you're in for a treat. Free shipping. So if you need action figure cases, or Star Wars fighter pods, or Star Wars vehicles, hey, there you go. Check them out today. These offers both expire on Tuesday night, so order early, order often. Tell a friend. It's the right thing to do. Well, from where I sit, it's the right thing. Maybe you don't want to tell them, but I would appreciate it if you did. Thank you. In toy news, we have a lot of new additions this week. New pre-orders include the Batman Arkham Asylum Titan Joker action figure. It's really big, and it costs a little bit more because it's really, really big. I don't know if I can sell that enough. It is really, really big. I saw it at Toy Fair, and it's 12 inches tall. I mean, Titan Joker is the right name for it. We added new Elizabeth Taylor dolls from Mattel and Barbie. There's a White Diamond Silkstone statue and a Violet Eyes statue, so there's two of them. The Imaginext Eagle Talon Castle is now up. It's really cool. It's interactive with the ogre and the dragon. Basically, they can sense each other and talk to each other, and there's a Scottish accent, and it's super cool. DC Comics CoverGirl's Catwoman statue. Oh, that's pretty hot stuff. You should check that out. DC Comics Superheroes Superman New 52 bust. That looks really nice, too. It's pretty cool if you're a Superman fan or you know a Superman fan and you are one of those people. It's worth seeing. And if you like Funko Pop vinyl and Zack Snyder or Frank Miller, 300 King Leonidas Pop vinyl figure. We just put that up. It's like, it's perfect for Pop vinyl. You wouldn't believe how perfect it is for Pop vinyl. It looks cute. It's got the gear on. It's just fun. You're going to like it. You're going to, maybe you'll love it, but I think you're going to like it. And that's basically it for this week. July 4th is coming up. We will be here next week because the American holiday takes place on a Wednesday, so I'll still have plenty of time to prep a show. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Check out Brave or Prometheus if you're at the box office. You know, it's a good thing to do, something to do. And I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. And if you bookmark sale.entertainmentearth.com, every Wednesday, you'll see a new offer, or two, or maybe three next week. I don't know. I'm not saying. I'm not promising anything. Maybe there'll be three. See you next time.